3. Biology. Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in Step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below with the keywords or key phrases shown. Not all of the words or phrases will be used.
Over the weekend, you all read an article about lactose intolerance. The article talked about what lactose intolerance is. It also explained that lactose intolerance develops because people don't eat enough dairy. But this is wrong. Today, I want to talk to you about two different cases that show that lactose intolerance is actually a condition that one inherits from their parents. Okay, so first of all, I want to address the argument that lactose intolerance occurs more often in cultures that don't eat a lot of dairy. While it's true that many Chinese people are lactose intolerant, we also have to consider that lactose intolerance also occurs in high numbers in cultures where dairy is a very important part of the traditional diet. Let me give you an example. In India, about 50% of the population is lactose intolerant. But the Indian diet is not like that of the Chinese. In India, they drink lots of milk, and they have been since about 6th century BCE. So with this in mind, it just doesn't make sense that lactose intolerance is caused by the lack of dairy in the diet. It has to be something genetic. Another counterpoint I want to make is that lactose intolerance has been found to increase due to age in people from many different cultures, not just those that don't eat a lot of dairy. For example, Mexican populations lose about 18% of their ability to digest dairy by the age of 2. By age 10, Mexicans lose about 50% of their ability to digest dairy. What does this show exactly? Well, very simply, that the development of lactose intolerance isn't really influenced by the regularity that one consumes dairy.